I'll tell you a seafaring story of a lad who won honour and fame with Nelson at Battle Trafalgar. Joe Muggeridge, that were his name. He were one of the crew of the Victory. His job when a battle begun was to take cannonballs out of basket and shove them down front end of gun. One day, him and Nelson were boxing the compass like sailor lads do, when Hardy comes up with a spyglass and pointing says, "Here, take a screw." They looked to where Hardy were pointing and saw lots of ships in a row. Joe says, abrupt-like but respectful, "Horatio, lad, yon's the foe." "What say we attack 'em?" says Nelson. Says Joe, "Nay, lad, not today." And Hardy says, "Aye, well, let's toss up." Horatio answers, "Okay." They tossed, it were heads for attacking and tails for the t'other way about. Joe lent them his two-headed penny, so the answer was never in doubt. When penny came down, head side upwards, they was in for a do, it were plain. And Joe murmured, "Shiver me timbers." And Nelson kissed Hardy again. And then taking flags out of locker, he strung out a message on high. 'Twere all about England and duty. Crew thought they was hung out to dry. They got the guns ready for action, and that gave them trouble enough. They hadn't been fired all the summer, and touch-holes were bunged up with fluff. Joe's cannon, it weren't half a corker. The cannonballs went 3 foot round. They wasn't no toy balloons neither. They weighed close on 65 pound. Joe, selecting two of the largest, was going to load double for